Now I'll invite the children. Come to the front. Ah, oh, saints, aren't they wonderful? Well, how are you this morning, children? It's great to speak with you again. And we've had a really, really wonderful gospel message this morning. It's one that's used lots and lots and lots in our church. And it gives wonderful promises. So I want to unwrap that message for you. In that gospel reading that Pauline read, we heard Thomas say to Jesus, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now, if you're going to go on a trip, you need to know where you're going and what direction to travel in. Before mobile phones and GPS technology, yes, there was a time, we used a map and a compass. A map will show you where you want to go, and a compass will point you in the right direction, if you know how to use one correctly. Now, I'd like to tell a little story about one night when Pastor Greg got lost because he didn't have a map or a compass. I was working on a project as an electrician in one town called Dysart, and after we finished that day, we had to drive a long, long, long way. In fact, it was so long, we were heading towards a town called Longreach. Longreach. And our goal was to stay at a town a bit closer that night called Barcaldine. But in order to get there, we had to drive along dirt roads and we had to look for a sign that was written on the hood of an old car, and we were told it would be attached to a tree. Well, we didn't find the sign, and we kept driving and driving and driving, and we drove a long way into the middle of nowhere and then decided that we were lost. But you know the really great thing about it? When I think back, the thing that got us back on the right track was a light on a hill. And wow, don't we know lots of stories about lights on hills? We saw one light on the veranda of a farmer, on the farmer's house. So we drove up to the farmer's house in the middle of the night, knocked on the door, and he pointed us in the right direction. And when we got back to the point where we needed to turn, yes, we did indeed find the sign stuck about 30 feet up in a big tall gum tree. And that's why we missed it. But we eventually got to our destination about 1 o'clock in the morning. And there you go. But we didn't have a map and a compass. We knew where we wanted to go, but we didn't know the way. Well, guess what? It's the same trying to find our way through the journey of life. We need to know where we are going and someone to point us in the right direction, don't we? Each day we face many difficult decisions and it's sometimes hard to know which way to turn. Some people use their feelings to make decisions. They say, "I'm going to do this because it just feels like the right thing to do." The problem is our feelings change from day to day. And just because we feel good about something doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do. Then there are other people who make choices by what's popular. Have you ever tried to convince your parents to let you do something by saying, "But everybody else is doing it"? Just because everyone else is doing it doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do either, does it? Besides, tomorrow everyone might change their mind. They might be doing something else. But there is one sure way to know if we are going in the right direction in life, and that is to follow Jesus. Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now we know where we want to go. We want to eventually end up in heaven. And now we know the way to get there. Jesus is the way. If we follow him, we know we are on the right path and headed in the right direction. Isn't that good news? Yeah, Okay, let's pray. Don't squeeze too tightly. Let's pray. Dear Father, help us each day as we journey through life to follow Jesus, because we know He is the way, the only way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, you can go back to your seats now.